I saw in a sefer of Psakim from Chaim Kanievsky's Zatzal, somebody asked them if there's a makor for the Minhag HaOlam that when they talk about certain machlas, certain diseases, they don't say the name of the machla, they say the machla hayadua, yana machla, that there's a hesitation to mention the name of the sickness. Is there any makor for this al pi Chazal that certain sicknesses one should not mention the name? And Reb Chaim said that yes, there's a makor from Nedarim, Daf Malfam and Beis, from our sugi over here, from the Gemara of boredom. The Gemara says that Amar Yochanan, there's a certain sickness called boredom, which has to do with going to the bathroom, different pshatim to rishonim. And the Gemara says that boredom ain't mevakerin ve'maskerin shema. You're not mevaker someone who has boredom, and you're also not masking the name. You shouldn't even say the name of boredom. So Reb Chaim said, you see from here such a inyan that there's certain machlis that we should not mention their name, and that could be a makar for the minhag ha'olam. Now l'chaya, the pshat that he's saying is totally on the different pirushim the rishonim over here. If you look at the mashal on the Rush. The Rush says over here in Mamalfim Beis, why is Ein Maskirin Shemai? It's like that it's going to be Bayash Achayla. This is a certain type of disease that could be embarrassing. So for that reason, it shouldn't say the name of the Machla. The Fi the Rush, that would not apply to those Machlas we're talking about nowadays, where the Inin Abusha would not necessarily apply. You look in the Ran says Ein Maskirin Shemai because the law of Lashon Nekiyah, he's not a Lashon Nekiyah. It's a machlon that has to do with minyanim that are not naki, and therefore for that reason, you shouldn't mention the name. Again, that would not apply to the machlis that people are makban nowadays. But if you look in the Mefarish has a different shot. He says the reason why Ein Maskirin Shemai and Dibur Maskum Neshu Kaman and Aveya, he says, Shukaifetz Mizel Lezevish, but Sakana Lazkira. He says, Taka, it's an Indian of Sakana. Just by saying the name, it's possible that you could bring it upon yourself or could make it spread. And for that reason, he says, Ein Maskirin Shemai. So the Mefarish, the Taka would be a mucker to what he's saying, that there are certain machlis and one should have mentioned the name for that reason. Now, I just want to be messiah, the Iker Zach of this machla hayadua, yana machla, very chiddushik thing I saw in the Sefer Shemir Saguf HaNefesh from Rabbi Lerner Shalita, in the Miluim in the back, for Simon Gimel Hara'ala, if he brings down from the Klezim of the Rebbe, Zatzal a Siba for the machla yadua, and he says, he writes this in the Yachin Divrei Tara, from Lagbayim Ratav Shalom Vav, he says that, this is quoting the rabbi, he says, he got to the maskan of Libi Armelish is a bark, Hashemish is a machmash in his harem, machilas beitzim klufim, ein oicham dvarm narayim. So he says that the reason why he comes, and Vadi's not talking about individuals, he's saying, Kolius dek, why there could be such a machilas, because people are not zahir in achila beim klufim of eggs that were left peeled overnight. The Gemara says that if a person eats such a michel, an egg that was left overnight after it was peeled, is a ruach ra shar ele, and it could be a sakana. And he quotes over there that is the reason for this machla. It's something that could be the sakana that came about because of that achila. That's what he says over there. And he says to look over there where he's mairich more about this Indian. Uncle Panim, that's what he says. But from our Gemara, is a smachla dover. The people are zayir from not even mentioning it, which would be, I'll be the pshat of the mefarsh.